Yeah, and let's learn more about that power struggle between Nigeria's president who's leaving office and Vice President Atiku Abubakar, who spoke with us recently.
So was there a time when you would have counted yourself then as a friend of the president?
Yes, I think at the beginning of our first term, we worked very, very closely.
What happened?
I think along the way, President Obasanjo knew he never wanted to leave office.
The vice president says he opposed the president's plan to stay in power longer than the Constitution allowed, soon after the vice president was indicted. The government says Atiku Abubakar was involved in a bribery scheme that stretched all the way to the United States. The case involves a Louisiana congressman, William Jefferson, who denies wrongdoing.
I will not plead guilty to something I did not do, no matter how things are made to look and no matter the risk.
But the Democrat was found with thousands of dollars in a freezer. Nigeria's top corruption investigator, Nuhu Ribadu, links it to his country's vice president.
There was a company promoting business in Nigeria and was supported by Congressman Jefferson. And they went into business with some Nigerians, including, of course, the vice president of Nigeria, Atiku Abubakar. About $6.7 million was paid. And the money is still out there. It's not yet recovered. How else do we handle this?
Nigerian election officials handled it by throwing Atiku Abubakar off the presidential ballot. He was fighting to get back on the ballot when he took our call in Nigeria last week. He admits he met with Congressman Jefferson.
But I have no personal knowledge of him. I am not a friend to Jefferson. Absolutely not.
And do you deny asking for, being offered, or receiving any money of any kind from Congressman Jefferson or any source connected with him?
Absolutely, I deny that. Absolutely not. Nothing like that. Absolutely not.
And just yesterday, Nigeria's Supreme Court said the government had no authority to throw Atiku Abubakar off the ballot. It appears he can run for president. He told us last week that a major issue of his campaign is the rule of law.